Representative Welsh and members of the committee. I'm Bill Lippincott. I live in Hamden. I really do support this bill. I think it's terrific that we're creating a program to deal with small batteries, supporting recycling and collection and composting of food waste in the state, and removing exemptions to the surcharge on MSW and landfills. There are a few parts of the bill that I did want to comment on. Section 3, which requires a large quantity commercial food waste generator to deliver food waste to a facility within 20 miles. I heard DEPs say they had concerns about that there may not be a facility within 20 miles. If that's the case, then this is covered. They're not required to do it, so that does seem to be covered there. I have a problem with the waiver. It says that if the requirements of the section would result in a substantial financial hardship for the generator, and the concern was that if it was a school cafeteria or small restaurant, that might be difficult. But the language in the bill says, quote, large quantity commercial food waste generator, unquote. The large food waste operator should be able to handle this. The waiver would weaken this section of the law. The requirement doesn't apply to small-time generators. That sounds like DEP would also have some difficulty with that part. So my own feeling is that would be a good thing to get out of the bill. Section 7, solid waste fees. I applaud the proposal to remove exemptions to the $2 per ton solid waste surcharge and extend it so that all MSW that goes to a landfill would get charged the fee, including Juniper Ridge. I think that makes the fee fair and consistent, but I don't think the fee should be lowered from $2 a ton to $1 a ton. From 1989 through 1999, there was a $4 a ton surcharge on all MSW going to commercial landfills. So we're already going backwards. Landfilling is at the bottom of the hierarchy. The ENR has the power to disincentive landfilling in this bill, and the surcharge is a powerful tool. It strengthens the hierarchy to keep the fee at least of $2 a ton for any MSW that ends up in a landfill. We shouldn't be lowering it and making landfilling the easy choice. The bill puts a surcharge on composting, and since one of the findings of this committee and the Mitchell Center was organics diversion is a beneficial way to deal with waste, or not even waste, a resource, I think here's a place where the committee has a chance to influence solid waste practices, in this case by not putting a fee on composting food waste, and that would give more of an incentive for that practice to grow. So, and then in regards to the section of the bill regarding biomass processing, Section 5, I don't think DEP should be awarding grants and loans to commercial operators to recycle demo debris used as fuel and waste-to-energy plants. If there's some money to do that, they'll figure out a way without the state's help. Using demo debris fines for landfill cover material really stretches the definition of recycling. Last year, ReEnergy disposed of 120,000 tons of that material in Juniper Ridge, impacting by a significant amount the landfill's long-term capacity, and there are alternative methods for covering. I don't think that is recycling. And Section 12, I don't think DEP should be diluting fuel quality standards for demo debris wood fuel by increasing allowances for chromated copper arsenate treated wood and for number 4 minus fines. 5% doesn't sound like a big amount, but actually that's where the lead concentrates, so you can actually get up to a 50% increase in lead with an increase of 5% in the fines being burned. And the same goes for increasing the limits on copper arsenate treated wood by 0.5%. The chromates and arsenic content could go up by as much as a third. I'm in support of most provisions of the bill, And I'm really happy to see that the ENR is working on these issues, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Lippincott. Questions? All right. Thanks very much.